As the cleanup continues in New Orleans, many residents are returning to see what they can salvage. Among them is Gwendolyn Tompkins. Gwen is a senior editor here at National Public Radio and a native of New Orleans. She grew up at 4119 Mithras Street in the Orleans Parish. Just a few hours ago, Gwen stepped into her childhood home for the first time since Hurricane Katrina swept through. She joins us now by cell phone from her driveway. Gwen, how are you, first of all, and what's the house look like?
Oh, I'm fine, Neil. Hi. My house pretty much looks like you would imagine it looks. It's, I live in a neighborhood called Pontchartrain Park at a corner with a bus stop. It's a modest little house. It's a brick house, three bedroom, and it's on a modest little street in a modest little neighborhood. And it is, it's a sorry little sight, actually. Water came up to the ceiling, so that's about 8 or 9 feet, and the house has pretty much been closed up, since the storm.
Must smell terrible.
When I drove up here yesterday for the first time, when I got out of the car, the first thing I thought of was, this place smells kind of like a cow patch I ran into in Texas once outside of Lubbock, and it kind of still does. It's got kind of a rancid smell on the outside. On the inside, it's very moldy, and the mold is all the way up through the ceiling. And my job today is to remove some personal effects that might survive and might have some meaning for me before the fellas come in to gut the whole place.
But it must have been heartbreaking to look at it that way.
It is heartbreaking, actually, but on so many different levels, because the outside of the house, I love just as much almost as the inside. I mean, mm-hmm. it had these beautiful holly trees out front. There were two huge oak trees that offered a terrific canopy over the place. There were cedar trees that were that are outside here. One that was planted when my sister died many years ago, and these trees are dead now, and they're just about as ashen gets.
Given your experience, you're going to rebuild?
Oh, you bet. There's no question about it. I mean, this is my home. This is my city, and I have absolutely no plans to move my feet.
What about your neighbors? Do you think have you run into some of them? What are they planning to do?
Well, I think my neighbors, I haven't run into a whole lot of them. This is a very dead area right now. You might hear in the background some work going on here and there, but for the most part, a lot of people are still away, and it's very quiet. It's ghostly quiet. I mean, you could walk down some streets buck naked, and no one would know.
Gwen, I'm not going there. In fact, Gwen, I'm going to say thanks very much and good luck. Gwendolyn Tompkins is a senior editor for NPR's Weekend Edition Saturday. She joined us by phone from her driveway in New Orleans in front of the house that she grew up in and which she just returned to yesterday for the first time since Hurricane Katrina swept through New Orleans and along the Gulf Coast earlier this year. I'm Neil Conan. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.